you don't drink yourself into a stupor.
Okay. I think I better see if I can give away two tickets right now. Why don't I do that? One pair of tickets for the Avenue Theater's production of The Vagina Monologues. I'll be in it. This is this Saturday night. It is a non-actors evening. So I want just want to caution you. The value of the ticket's $44. The curtain time, 7:30. Saturday night, located at 417 East 17th Street in Denver. If you want to buy tickets, the number 303-521-5925. Be the sixth caller. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. If you are the sixth caller, you're going to win a pair of tickets to The Vagina Monologues Saturday night at the Avenue Theater, and I'll be performing there. And for sure, you're going to want your money back, which you didn't pay anything for them anyway, so too bad. Too bad about that. I think I have a feeling we have a winner. 303-382-1150. Couple of things. First of all, there is apparently a website, Republicans for Carry buttons. Somebody's told me about those, so if you see those around, let me know. I just got this from the, this is the Progressive Network, and they are the ones that put out that billboard about Governor Owens, and this is, here it is, this is the Progressive Network. Welcome to Colorado, second worst job market in the U.S. thanks to our right-wing leadership. And then there's a picture of Bill. I don't know for sure if these extramarital rumors about me are true or not. Owens. Well, here is a press release that here is a survey that they're launching with 1 week left in the legislative session. The following new billboard was unveiled near the Capitol. An unprecedented survey was emailed to thousands of Coloradans on whether or not Governor Owens has delivered on his commitment to bring high-quality jobs to Colorado. Let me congratulate. Louise from Denver is the winner. Congratulations to you, Louise. I'll see you Saturday night at the Vagina Monologues. All right, here's the billboard. This is the Progressive Network. Here, the billboard says 115,000 jobs lost in Colorado. Is Governor Owens doing his job? Ooh, RockyMountainProgressive.org. Now, that's a good billboard. 115,000 jobs lost in Colorado. Is Governor Owens doing his job? 1 month ago, Governor Owens claimed that Colorado has had constant growth, but citizens cannot find jobs. We are asking the people of Colorado for their opinion on whether or not they believe Owens is adequately addressing their needs. On March 26, Owens appeared on Hardball and claimed that Colorado has, quote, had nine straight quarters of economic growth, which apparently don't include many jobs. A survey question on whether or not Governor Owens has done his job in delivering high-quality jobs to Colorado was emailed to over 3,500 Coloradans. The email allows each recipient to respond and provide their personal comments. And here's the website, www.rmpnrockymountainprogressivenetwork.org. RM as in Mary, PN as in Nancy, .org. The email encourages users to forward the survey to other Coloradans to broaden the universe polled. So is Owens doing his job? That would be the question. Gee, that's a good one. I like that billboard. Very good. We're going to have to print that one out here and put it with the other one. Welcome to Colorado, second worst job market in the U.S., thanks to our right-wing leadership, who's busy posturing on whether or not you should stay a virgin until you're married, whether or not gay marriage should be supported by a constitutional ban, whether or not we should have vouchers. I mean, these people are scratching their behinds while we have really serious things to be doing in this state. What we were talking about earlier is a student aid ban. If you have had any kind of past drug use, and here's somebody in her 20s, she's 22 years old, she has an Hispanic last name, so disproportionately this ban is going to affect blacks and Latino kids, I think. But if you've been a rapist, if you've been an armed robber, even a murderer, once you've done the time, after you've done the crime, you could get student aid if you decided to turn your life around and go to school. Here's somebody left home at 13, lived on the streets, got busted for some minor marijuana, smoking dope. But for somebody who lived on the streets for most of her life, now at 20, and she managed even to get a GED while living on the streets, and now she wants to go to college, and she cannot get any student aid because she had a drug conviction. So my question is, if that's the case with this administration, that you've had one little nothing brush with the law regarding drugs, you cannot get any student aid ever, ever, ever. How about a president? You don't get to be president if you've been a drug user. Why not? Why don't we do it that way? In which case, Dickey would have to resign right away. He says there's a zone, or it's been reported that there's, quote, a zone of privacy about allegations of his drug use, but he has never denied it. And it's pretty clear that he was up to his nose in drug usage. So it just so happens that he wouldn't have needed student aid because he comes from a rich family that got him all kinds of jobs that he flopped out at until finally the unsuspecting Americans who were in the IQ zone, labeled too dumb to breathe, vote enough votes that he was able to hijack the rest of the election, C-election, and be the president. A man who has had virtually no experience, who is almost incompetent in every single thing that he's done, virtually incompetent. Dick Cheney is really your president, so it's Big Dick running the White House, not Dickey. And this is what we are looking at for four more years. I hope not. I want to know what you think about if you've had any past drug use, that you get no student aid. And we have a new poll. Bush tops out at 48%, Kerry at 44%, and the poll has got today's date on it. This is the Rasmussen Report, presidential tracking poll. Tracks whether they used drugs or not when they were. Well, do you like the... Kerry got three Purple Hearts, and Bush got three DUIs. Who should be president? You tell me. President Bush got 48% of the vote in this recent poll, and Kerry got 44%. And this is a plus or minus probably of 3 or 4%. And don't forget, Bush has spent $50 million, and it's still pretty much neck and neck, a virtual heat. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 65 degrees. Pre-trial hearings in the Kobe Bryant rape case continue today in Eagle. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check the roads with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Still having two left lanes northbound Lincoln Street closed at 8th Avenue because of an armed robbery investigation at a pawn shop. Everything else around town looking fairly decent. On Quebec North of I-70, an injury accident, a lot of emergency equipment in there. Minor collision at Virginia and Downing. We also have an accident coming in involving an RTD bus, this one at Colfax and Park Avenue West. Quiznos introduces more low-carb choices than anyone on the planet. Quiznos low-carb toasty flatbread is the best taste, the most low-carb options, only at Quiznos Sub. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Another pretrial hearing in Kobe Bryant's sexual assault trial is taking place today in Eagle. The latest item to be contested in the case is the characterization of the woman who's accused the NBA star of rape. Meanwhile, court sources say it's unlikely that a trial date will be set this week. This report brought to you by Subway. Betsy Hoffman, the president of the University of Colorado, testified this morning before the independent panel investigating the recruiting scandal at CU. She says the school will have to forget about competitive advantage in favor of the reputation of the institution. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with the shooting death this morning of his 74-year-old grandmother. El Paso County authorities say the grandmother was watching the boy while his father was at work. Subway introduces four new fresh salads like the grilled chicken and baby spinach. All are made fresh before your eyes with your choice of regular or carb-control dressings. Subway, eat fresh. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:39.
Call the host you don't agree with. Keep both sides alive and well on AM 1150 KNRC.
Did you hear that, Bob? XL Roofing. Let's call them for our new roof.
But, Betty, I heard Sid's Tattoos and Roofs gives you a free tattoo with every new roof.
Where?
I get mine on my butt.
But nothing. We're going to XL Roofing. Besides, you don't want a tattoo.
But it's free.
I thought you learned your lesson when we paid Larry's Landscaping up front. All we got was a pile of dirt.
Yeah, but I got a free electric straw. It does the sucking for you. Want a sip?
Don't get sucked in by a deal that sounds too good to be true. Hi, this is Jay with XL Roofing. At XL, there are no gimmicks. Just a great roof at a great price. You should call Excel Roofing today at 303-761-6400 because we are Denver's premier residential re-roofing company. Excel has over 7,000 satisfied customers in the Front Range. Remember, at Excel you won't pay a dime until your roof is done and you are fully satisfied. Call Excel Roofing today at 303-761-6400. Call today.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
We'll be right back.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, sunny with only a few clouds this afternoon, mostly clear tonight. We'll cool off to about 40 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow, topping out at the upper 70s tomorrow. Mostly sunny right now in 65. KNRC news time is 2:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
How do you pick a bottle of wine? Do you choose the nicest looking label? Do you stick to the same varietal or the same country every purchase to narrow it down? Do those little reviews hanging from the shelf have the final vote? Wine is such a subjective thing. However, most folks, no matter their level of wine knowledge or how frequently they drink wine, can spot the undrinkable as soon as it crosses their lips. The staff at Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits tastes a lot of wine. We taste expensive wine, cheap wine, fresh new idea wine, up-and-coming growing region wine. We even get to taste the grassroots movement wine. Why do we go to all this trouble? Because at Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, we want to know that the prettiest label in the Spanish section also happens to be a darn good bottle of wine.
Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, where variety, pricing, and convenience intersect at the corner of 12th and Broadway. Call 303-893-8437.
You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:42 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. Remember, a bunch of things we have to remember. Call the library to go to Evil Companions on Thursday night if you're able to do it. $30 if you're a student, $50 if you're not a student, and there are patron tickets that are more expensive. The money goes to benefit the public library, so call the library for tickets, 6 to 9 on Thursday night. Go tomorrow to Evelinda and Judy's free seminar at Colorado Mills at 5:30. High style on a low budget. They are great, and they are terrific shoppers. You'll learn a lot working with them. And Richard Ford is going to be the recipient of the Evil Companions Literary Award. He gets a check for $1,000, and this is on Thursday night. And I will be at the Vagina Monologues performing, well, laughingly calling it a performance, on Saturday night, 7:30 Avenue Theater, and you can call them for tickets, but we are also going to be giving away one pair of tickets every day this week for that performance. And we have already, congratulations to Louise, she won. Is that Louise? Where is she, in Denver? Louise in Denver, congratulations for winning. And I'm getting a bunch of emails. And let me just, here are some of the things we're talking about. That in British Columbia, you can start going into the pharmacies in September and buying without a prescription marijuana. If you want to spend $110 an ounce, you can get what you want there. And because Canadians believe that there's value in medical marijuana, medicinal marijuana. We, on the other hand, we don't want you to have any kind of marijuana. We want to bust you. We have to fight a war on terrorism. But meanwhile, we're rooting out the medical marijuana gardens in the states where it's legal. And here is a population which, if it's not on Ritalin and antidepressants, is on Viagra. So people are drugged up anyhow. I mean, I think you know, I'm not advocating marijuana use. I just am advocating the decriminality of it. It's not worth putting you in jail for the rest of your life. In some states, depending on what state, you could go in for a first-time offense, life without possibility of parole. Can you believe that? For having a joint or having a little bit of dope, maybe about an ounce or so? Amazing, isn't it? And we're also talking about if you've had any past drug use whatsoever, you don't get any student aid, period. End of sentence. That's it. You could have been a murderer. You could have been a robber. You could have been a rapist. If you did your time and you got out of the can, if you wanted to get some apply for student aid, you could be eligible, but not if you've had any drug offense whatsoever. And here the example they give. She's 22 years old. She has an Hispanic last name. She lived down the streets, left home when she was 13, managed somehow to get a GED and got busted a couple of times for smoking dope. That's it. She wants to go to college now. She cannot get 1 cent of student aid. The president of the United States, if we make that rule, how about a rule that if you're the president, if you're Dickie, and you had a drug history, you can't be president of the United States. The same kind of draconian measure, except this one falls disproportionately on black and Latino kids. 303-382-1150. Sean emails me this under the headline of Devil's Advocate. Earlier, you said it was so juvenile, the Denver's mayor had been called Chicken Looper by his detractors. How is that any different from you calling the president Dickie and last week calling the Archbishop Pepe Le Pew? That was in very poor taste, by the way. Well, I'm going to... I don't know if I agree with that. I think Pepe is putting his nose where he shouldn't and trying to put a litmus test of what your beliefs are in order for you to take communion. Please. I was at the Zonta Club luncheon at Pioneers Country Club over the weekend that I was MC of that lunch, and I was seated next to a nun, and at the table were a number of prominent Catholic women who are not in agreement here with the Archbishop in having a litmus test of what your beliefs are in order to take communion. I mean, what about the pedophile priests? What about that? What about politicians who support the death penalty? And the Vatican is very much against the death penalty. What about that? We don't hear about that. Only about abortion. Only about trying to steer voters away from Ken Salazar into the arms of Peter, I love those sexy commercials, but I stand for family values, Coors. And as far as Chicken Looper is concerned, in a way he is acting like a chicken looper, but I think it's a bad idea for the police to go taunt him with that childhood playground name and expect to get anything from him. I just think that as a practical matter, it's a dumb idea. And I'm going to change the Archbishop's name from Chapu or Pepe Le Pew to Caput because I really think that that's about what his ways are leading to. But so that's my response. It's probably not much of a response. Maybe somebody can think of a better response. 303-382-1150. Adam in Centennial. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, how are you?
I'm good, Adam. For a Monday.
I hear you. The thing I wanted to point out is, like you mentioned earlier, is this law designed to discriminate? Because I know firsthand that some of the highest marijuana use in this city is at Cherry Creek High School, Smoky Hill, Grandview.
Smoky Hill, is that why they call it Smoky Hill? There's so much marijuana?
Probably.
What is this, the kids of conservatives? Is that what you're saying, conservatives?
Yeah, I mean, and look at, like, you take Owens. I mean, this guy, his son is a little hoodlum and did all this damage to school buses. He did, like, this damage. And then it turns out that he's a little pothead, too.
He's a pothead? You know, I didn't hear about that part. When was he?
Well, wouldn't that go hand in hand?
Well, no. You can't slander somebody. You don't know I don't know that that's true. You can't say somebody kids of it. He got into some other trouble about breaking into, school buses.
Well,
but I never heard about pot usage, so don't...
Well, it's rumor, you know.
Well, no. You can't. He's a kid. Don't slander him that way. I'm not fond of his father, but don't. The kid's already in enough trouble.
The point is, though, is that, you know, it like you said...
You have no evidence that the kid has been using any kind of dope, so let's not...
That's true.
Until his father... If his father or mother were to catch him red-handed or something, that's another matter.
But don't you think that it's just discriminatory in nature?
I like discriminatory. That was a good one.
See? It's discriminatory.
Yeah, it is discriminatory. And furthermore, here's the thing you want. You want people to turn their lives around. The decision that we have made in a lot of jails and prison systems is that we're going to warehouse you. We're giving you nothing. We're going to give you the bare minimum. We're not going to give you GED. We're not going to give you classes. We're not going to try and sober you up with drug rehab and stuff. Most of the crimes, I don't know, 75, 80, 85% are committed when people are high.
Right.
So you want to clean people up and you want their lives to turn around. And I think one of our best investments is to make student aid available to people, particularly people who've had a really hard time and are willing to turn their lives around.
And what if they were to become like counselors and stuff?
There's a thought.
You know, and say, hey, you know, I've been there and I can get over it and I can make myself better and this and that. Instead of, why do we criminalize things that people need help with?
Well, this is why you want to. This is yet another reason to unseat this regime, which is really Big Dick Cheney is actually your president, and it's another reason to get him out. But
I agree.
I'm preaching to the choir here. It's the swing voter that has to be convinced, and how we do that, I do not know. If you have ideas, I'm delighted to hear them. Adam, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Dan, calling from Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, I just wanted to agree with Chapu. But I want to say that if you're using birth control as a Catholic, you're not supposed to get communion either. So let's have everybody who doesn't, anybody who's going to vote Democrat, they can't get communion. And anybody who uses birth control can't get communion.
Uh-oh. So now you have to go through like a metal detector that detects your deepest, most practices and thoughts.
Well, did you see how he ignored the birth control issue? Did you see how he didn't even pick that up? Because he knows that'll chase away his base. That really will. I mean, everybody knows you got to use birth control. I can't afford 12 kids.
Are you Catholic, Dan?
Yes, I'm Catholic.
Am I being too horrible if I call him Pepe Le Pew?
Well, you know, he's an archbishop. Now, I do believe in a lot of things, but he ought to back off on this because, honest to God, the Catholic Church is the one who built the unions. They're the ones who stopped the cops from beating up the unions.
One of the great things about this Catholic Church is its commitment to social justice.
Exactly.
I have really loved that part of the church very much.
Exactly. You know something? You know, abortion is one of those things that you'll have to do, you'll have to deal with in your heart. You don't, and you and Jesus figure that out. But as far as him coming in the voting box with me, you know, Christ, I don't know if anybody wants to.
Well, he's going to tell you that if you are Ken Salazar and you're pro-abortion, pro-choice, you're not going to get communion is essentially what he's saying, and he's trying to steer people away from your candidacy.
Well, Christ, if you remember right, seriously, he kind of liked poor people. Now, Jesus
must, he must others. He must have. He made so many of them.
So, you know, that's the whole thing. And the last thing I'd like to pitch at you about Turney, I don't think Turney's at fault. I really think that the district attorneys, they're nothing but they really put the rubber stamp on that thing. If they ever go after one cop for doing that and go after him,
the bar is set too low. The bar has to be raised, which is why the attorneys why the DA doesn't. Turney has to be held accountable. Go to a state of mind. He threatens his mother-in-law, his ex-mother-in-law, the night before, and then he shoots dead a kid that didn't have to be shot dead the next day.
They take you to court over pot smoking. They know you're completely innocent, and they'll go after, they'll send four attorneys on. So I don't believe that. If they'll actually go after him, you know, once you put the heat on somebody, you'll watch him crack. And, you know, and nobody's really looked at Turney. They've just taken his statements and a bunch of police officer statements. And honest to God, when I went to college at Metro State, and part of our assignments was to sit in the courtroom, and there were several juries that got up and said, Your Honor, these officers are committing perjury.